Lori Idelout has managed to stave off Liberal challenger Kilakvik Kabluna. Idelout, the NDP incumbent MP, finished with a grand total of 2,945 votes, with all 66 polls now reporting as of 3:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Kabluna was the choice on 2,868 ballots, giving Idelout just a 77-vote win. Conservative James T. Arik garnered 2,055 votes. To this point, Nunavut's voter turnout is showing as 35.4%. That's far below the NWT's 51.3% and Yukon's 72%. Answering questions from Nunavut News during the election campaign, Idelout, who was a practicing lawyer prior to her foray into federal politics, said her focus is on working towards increasing resources and ensuring the skills, wisdom and knowledge Nunavummiut have are utilized to help make the territory secure and prosperous. Nunavummiut Inuit have lived in the north all these years. They've got generations of knowledge that they still use out on the land as hunters and trappers, as seamstresses, Idelout said. We really just need to help make sure that we're lifting them up to help them realize that they do have expertise, that they do have amazing skills, and that their wisdom can be used to help alleviate poverty, to help make sure that Nunavummiut are enjoying life as Canadians. Idelout added that her top priority is to secure more investments in Nunavut, particularly in housing and infrastructure. The Liberals will form what appears to be a minority government as they were leading or elected in 169 ridings as of Tuesday afternoon, while the Conservatives were sitting at 144. Idelout's win brought the NDP's total to 7 seats, which means they have lost official party status in the House of Commons. A party needs 12 seats in order to be official.